This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Health insurance enrollment on the Colorado's marketplace is staying steady even though tax credits are set to expire. Since November 1st, about 5% fewer people have enrolled for insurance through the state's marketplace than the same period last year. Enrollment for 2026 coverage is open now through January 15th. A long legal fight over COVID-19 policies at the University of Colorado has come to an end. Denverite's Andrew Kenny reports there's an eight-figure settlement for plaintiffs who objected to a vaccine mandate.
The University of Colorado's Anschutz Medical Campus introduced a COVID vaccine mandate in 2021. It included a religious exemption, but only for members of, quote, organized faiths that officially oppose all immunizations. University officials said at the time certain religions could get the exemption while rejecting Roman Catholics, Buddhists, and others. But a federal appeals court ruled last year it was a, quote, intrusive inquiry into the validity of religious beliefs. Early this month, the 18 plaintiffs turned that court victory into a settlement for $10.3 million. Several had been fired and one had her pay docked. CU Anschutz officials said they were trying to protect patients and others at the height of the pandemic. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
The university has since revoked that mandate. High winds are forecast for Colorado's northern mountains and Front Range foothills. Watches and warnings have been posted with gusts between 60 and 90 miles per hour possible tomorrow. In communities including Blackhawk and Estes Park could see the strongest winds. This is CPR News.